City Council greenlights 5100 home Otay Mesa project amid landowner revolt. The San Diego City Council approved the Southwest Village development in Otay Mesa, a 5100 home project spanning roughly 490 acres that will include a school site, parks, and approximately 175,000 square feet of retail. The vote came over fierce opposition from private landowners whose parcels fall within the project's boundaries, a conflict distinct from typical neighborhood density disputes. Those owners argue they were excluded from the planning process and that the rezoning of their land into a master development they neither designed nor approved has damaged their property values. Developer TriPoint Homes still must complete federal wildlife compliance before construction can advance, and the project's opponents have signaled opposition strong enough to raise the prospect of litigation. If landowners file a legal challenge, the development, however significant on paper, could produce no housing units for years while court proceedings run their course. The council also advanced a proposal through its Land Use and Housing Committee on July 9th for a Civic Center Redevelopment Joint Powers Authority, a governance structure intended to accelerate the long-stalled overhaul of the city's downtown civic complex. That action was at committee stage, not a full council vote. On the labor front, city employee contracts approved in June took effect July 1st, delivering a 2% cost of living adjustment. But workers will also face 40-hour mandatory furloughs in fiscal years 2027 and 2028, effectively 2 weeks of unpaid leave per year that substantially offsets the raise. Separately, the ACLU of San Diego presented data to the council showing that SDPD misconduct settlements in 2026 alone have already exceeded $42.5 million, roughly $15 million more than all other city departments combined. The city this week also approved a $3.1 million individual settlement with a police sergeant, according to reporting by the Times of San Diego. In other public safety developments, a three-alarm fire destroyed a two-story commercial building on Gramercy Road in Sara Mesa, requiring more than 100 firefighters and resulting in no reported injuries. The cause remains under investigation. The pipeline fire at Camp Pendleton, which ignited July 6th near Stewart Mesa Road and burned 1,065 acres, was confirmed 100% contained on July 9th, with all evacuation orders lifted and no civilian structures damaged. Victims in a Ramona double homicide have been identified as Courtney Chandler, 28, and Nicholas McClure, 32. A 33-year-old Escondido man is in custody on suspicion of murder.